The 22 million pink salmon prediction for next year contrasts sharply with the catch of around 94 million pinks in 2013. However, according to Fish and Game research biologist Andy Piston, 22 million is in the average range historically.
That's average over the last 50 years. So it's for recent years, it's actually quite a bit below average. But our point estimate is for a harvest of 22 million with an 80% confidence interval of 8 to 36 million fish. And the recent 10-year average harvest is 41 million, but that 22 million is pretty close to the average harvest over the last five even years.
Fish and Game's annual pink salmon predictions have been fairly close in recent years, with the exception of this past season. The department expected an excellent run, but the 54 million fish forecast was about 40 million fish short. Pink salmon have a distinct two-year life cycle after they hatch and spend a year in freshwater. The juvenile fish head out to sea. A year later, they return as adults to their native streams, where they spawn and die. So the effects of a bad parent year will show up 2 years later. Piston says pink returns in the 1990s and the early 2000s were good in both odd and even years. That changed in 2006.
So that's when we saw our pink salmon that went out to sea in 2005 had really poor survival rates. And that was a year, in 2005, there was really anomalous warm conditions out in the Gulf. There was a lot of predators in the Gulf that aren't normally here, like Humboldt squid, blue sharks, some other species they were seeing off the coast. And so those fish had really poor survivals for pink salmon, because the odd and even years are completely segregated from one another. This kind of sent us into this even odd year cycle we've seen. So we've had weak even year returns since 2006.
Piston points out that other species of salmon, like sockeye, have fish of multiple ages in their returns each year.
So you have a little bit of buffer in that you have other age classes that could help make up for some of the weakness in future years. But for pink salmon, your entire, you know, everything was brought down by that poor survival. And so it can take quite a while sometimes for your even or odd year cycle to come back up to where it once was.
And according to Piston, Southeast is experiencing some of the most extreme odd even cycles in the history of fishing in Alaska. He says there could be some factors that can keep a cycle like that going once it begins. For instance, along with the record-setting pink return, the region also saw a tremendous coho run this past summer. Coho like to eat juvenile pinks.
Coho salmon can eat a lot of pink salmon, and as they're leaving, and so our pink salmon, juvenile pink salmon that are leaving inside waters this year, we're also running into extremely high numbers of adult coho salmon returning, and those cohos were also eating a lot of pinks. So that could be another something for next year's return of pink salmon.
Piston says the forecast is put together in a couple of steps. First, researchers look at past even-year trends to forecast an even-year run, and odd-year trends to predict catches for an odd year. Then they adjust it using data from an annual trawl survey of outgoing juvenile pink salmon, which is conducted by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Icy and Chatham Straits.
The beauty of these pink salmon trawls they do is it just simply captures the abundance of pink salmon when they're leaving the inside waters. So by that time, most of the major mortalities happen, because the mortality rate's really high for salmon when they, first emerge from the gravel, when they're in fresh water, and when they first hit the marine environment. So that's, the general reason why these catches of juvenile pinks generally correlates really well with the return of adults the next year, and it simplifies the whole forecasting process to some degree.
In past years, the NOAA data has resulted in changes to Fish and Game's prediction, but Piston says it had relatively little impact on the numbers for 2014. NOAA is still working to complete its own pink salmon forecast by later this month. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.